Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Yesterday we started a new section, Comfort and Ease on the Field of Resurrection. The ease and the comfort Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala arranges for the believers and for the pious. Even on that day, such a severe day, when the sun is 1 mile above the head. What is meant by 1 mile? There's two explanations. One is the height of 1 mile, as in the distance of 1 mile. Or this word mil that is used in Arabic can actually mean that the extent of a surma stick that is known as a mil. So that also, that sun is just above the head. You can imagine what heat, what will be experienced on that day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us all. So that on that day, when it's so difficult, it will be a long day, as we will see in a different ahadith. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it easy for certain people. Yesterday we did the 7 categories. Now we move on to other ahadith that deal with the comfort and the ease on the field of resurrection. And Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qal, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yuhsharun nasu yawm al-qiyamati thalathata asnafin, sinfan mushatan wa sinfan rukbanan wa sinfan ala wujuhihim. Qala ash-shurrah, المشات هم المؤمنون الذين خلطوا عملا صالحا بسيئتها وقالوا في الركبان هم السابقون الكاملون في الإيمان. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, people will come on the field of resurrection as 3 groups. One group will come walking, the second group will come riding, the third group will be dragged on their faces. The commentators say, those who come walking will be the believers who mixed good actions with evil ones. So those believers that had done good and bad, they did good actions and bad actions, they will come walking on that day. Say, the commentators say, with regard to those who come riding, they are of the high level who are perfect in their iman, and the unbelievers will be dragged on their faces. So those disbelievers, they will be dragged on their faces. عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في حديث طويل وأول من يكسى يوم القيامة إبراهيم وفي المرقات إن الأولياء يقومون من قبورهم حفاة عراة لكن يلبسون أكفانهم ثم يركبون النوق ويحضرون المحشر فيكون هذا الإلباس محمولا على الخلع الإلهية والحلل الجنتية على الطائفة الأصفياء. حضرت ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said in a lengthy hadith, حضرت إبراهيم عليه السلام will be the first one to be made to wear clothes on the day of resurrection. إبراهيم عليه السلام will be the first one to be given clothes to wear on the day of resurrection. Here ulama give explanation that out of honor of Ibrahim alayhi salam, you know the different sacrifices that Ibrahim alayhi salam made. One of the honors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him, he is the first person to be clothed on the day of Qiyamah. So the question might come to our mind, what about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So ya ulama give 2 explanations. They say, it doesn't mean that the hadith says that he will be the first to be clothed, that he is better than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No, he called us, he referred to this as a juz'i fazilat. This is a fazilat that he is given as a small appreciation to Ibrahim alayhi salam. Or the second explanation ulama give is that apart from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam, the first person to be clothed will be Ibrahim alayhi salam. So either way, like a simple example to understand what is a juz'i fazilat. Let's say a person has got a small car. So the small car can park very easily into the parking area, because it's a small car in the parking lot. It can park very nicely in the parking bay. And then you get another car that's a big car, a German car, very expensive car. We won't say that the small car is better than the big car, but in respect of parking, the small car is easier and better to park. But in all other features and all other respects, the bigger car is better. So this is what is known as a juz'i fazilat. One fazilat doesn't make a person better than another person. So that thought shouldn't come to the mind. So how can Ibrahim alayhi salam be given a martaba higher than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Or the other explanation, that apart from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Ibrahim alayhi salam will be the first to be made to wear clothes on the day of resurrection. We learn from this that others also will be given clothes to wear. It is stated in Mirqat, which is a commentary of hadith. It is mentioned in Mirqat that the awliya, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will get up unclothed and barefoot from their graves, but they will be made to wear their shrouds. They will then be seated on camels and brought to the field of resurrection. The clothing which people are made to wear, as mentioned in the hadith, will be considered to be divine clothing and celestial garments which the selected group of servants of Allah Ta'ala will be to wear. So what this hadith is explaining to us, that special clothes, beautiful clothes of Jannat, clothing, divine clothing from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, a selected group of servants will be given this to wear. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala make us from amongst these people. And Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma qal, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna Allah yudni al-mu'mina, fayadaw alayhi kanafahu, وَيَسْتُرُهُ فَيَقُولُ أَتَعْرِفُ ذَنْبَ كَذَا فَيَقُولُ نَعَمْ أَيْ رَبِّ حَتَّى قَرَّرَهُ بِذُنُوبِهِ وَرَآ فِي نَفْسِهِ أَنَّهُ قَدْ هَلَكَ قَالَ سَتَرْتُهَا عَلَيْكَ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَأَنَا أَغْفِرُهَا لَكَ الْيَوْمِ فَيُعْطَى كِتَابَ حَسَنَاتِهِ. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah will bring a believer close at the time of accounting for deeds. Allah Pak will place a shroud around him and cover him. Allah Ta'ala will ask him. So what Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will do on the day of Qiyamah? Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will create a cordon of area. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will call this person into that cordon of area, that private cubicle. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will call this person in there. And then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will ask him, do you remember such and such a sin? He will reply, indeed, O my sustainer. In the other hadith it comes, أَتَعْرِفُ ذَنْبَ كَذَا وَكَذَا فِي يَوْمِ كَذَا وَكَذَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask him specifically, do you remember such and such a sin on such a day? Like specific day, specific sin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask him, do you remember this? So this person will reply, indeed, O my sustainer. This will continue until he admits all his sins, and he will think to himself that he is destroyed. Allah Pak will ask him about each sin. But all this is happening in a private cordon off area, in a, like a private cubicle, all this is happening. This will continue until he admits all his sins and he will think to himself that he is destroyed. Allah Ta'ala will say to him, I had concealed your sins in the world and I will forgive you for them today. He will then be given his book of deeds. How beautiful. Allah Pak will even make a private area for this person and do this questioning in front of him. This person will think he is destroyed. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will say that I have concealed your sins in this world and today I will forgive you. And then this person will be given his good book of deeds. So this is the mercy of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Therefore a person can never lose hope in the mercy of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Can you imagine such a severe day that will be, such a difficult day that will be, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala's prerogative, he could have exposed the person's sins even on that day. He concealed it in this world, nobody knew about it, but he could have exposed it. But the mercy of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala in a private cordon of area, just to expose the mercy of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala even further, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is doing it like this. Such and such a sin, such and such a day, everything will be in front of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And then Allah Ta'ala will tell him that I concealed your sin in the dunya. Today I am forgiving you. In other words, I won't even expose your guna even on this day. When I have all the prerogative and all the right, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has all the ability to expose a person's sin at any time, even on that day in front of everyone. Imagine how embarrassing it will be. But this is the clemency, the mercy, the forgiveness of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, which we must never lose hope of. Always put our hope in the mercy of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun alal mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.